the hedgehogs lined the deck, singing their farewell.
Off down the streams away we go.
Lulled by the water sounds and late evening sun rays, flickering scarlet through drooping treetops, Tag lay down on a woven deck mat. The little hogs had been hauled in by the mothers for supper and bed, and apart from the first nocturnal bird song echoing from the dense woodlands, things were fairly quiet. Jerkin held the tiller steady. He watched Nimbalo's head starting to nod, and Tag's eyelids growing heavy.
Best get your heads down, mates. It's been a long day for you. Go on, sleep. I'll keep this old scow on course and watch for signs of the vermin.
Tag allowed his eyes to close as he answered.
Thank you, mate.
I'll wake around midnight and take a turn on the tiller. Then you can catch a nap too.
Nimbalo curled up close to Tag's footpaws, yawning cavernously.
This is the life. Wake me next season, but do it gently, and I'd like some hot pancakes and dandelion tea when you do. Youch! Keep that footpaw still, you great ruffian, or I'll sling you in the water.
Jerkin chuckled at the idea.
Savage little beast, ain't he?
Nimbalo opened one eye and growled.
One more word out of you, needle britches, and you'll find out why they calls me Nimbalo the Slayer.
Once more, Tag's dreams were a kaleidoscope of red warriors, vermin faces, and inexplicable events. He was running through deep woodlands, trying to catch up with the elusive figure of the mouse warrior, calling out after him.
Dana, stop! Wait for me!
Amid the trees, the mouse turned, waving his wondrous sword. He called back things Tag could not understand. There was a look of urgency on the armoured mouse's face. Tag felt a sudden kinship with him, a desire to go with him, to help with whatever needed to be done. Then Valaga appeared, a murderous snarl on his face, as he fired an arrow from his bow. It was too late to dodge the shaft, but Tag thrust out a paw to protect himself. He roared with pain as the arrow pierced his paw.
Be still, you great daft lump. Look what you've gone and done to yourself. Hold him still, Jerkin.
Tag woke to find the hedgehog pinning him flat, whilst Nimbalo tugged at his paw.
Pass me that blade, mate. That'll get it out.
Tag looked up at Jerkin.
What happened?
Shaking his head, the big rough hedgehog relieved the otter of his knife and gave it to Nimbalo.
What happened? You tell me, matey. I think you was having a nightmare, kicking and roaring away like a mad beast. Poor old Nimbalo here was near knocked overboard. Then you turns over face down and slams your paw right onto a big deck splinter.